Asbestos is a mineral fiber that can be found in a variety of locations. In the past, asbestos was used for fire resistance and insulation. There's no denying that asbestos in San Francisco is dangerous, but everything that you think you know about the microscopic threat may not actually be true. For one thing, even if you have asbestos in your home, it's usually nothing to worry about. The real danger is asbestos materials becoming damaged over time. If you do happen to have undamaged asbestos materials, it's best that you simply leave them alone, since disturbing the materials can create problems that weren't there before, such as asbestos filters. There are a number of places in your home where you can find asbestos, including roofing and sliding shingles, insulation in houses built between 1930 and 1950, textured paint, artificial embers, and some vinyl floor patterns. Inhaling high amounts of asbestos fibers can lead to lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis, where fibrous tissue scars the lining of the lungs. It has been found that those who have been diagnosed with asbestosis have been exposed to massive amounts of asbestos over a long period of time. The more asbestos fibers that you inhale, the greater will be your risk of mesothelioma and lung cancer. Such diseases don't show themselves until 20 to 30 years after the person has been exposed to asbestos. The types of asbestos materials that can create health hazards are those that can be easily crumbled and those that are scraped, sanded, and sawed. It is possible to be exposed to small amounts of asbestos and not suffer from any adverse effects. If you think your home may contain asbestos materials, it's best that you check it regularly. Make sure that you only look for signs of tearing, abrasions, and water damage. If the material happens to be disturbed, limit access to it and be sure that you don't disturb it any more than it has been. Check with your local environmental and health department to find out how to properly get rid of damaged asbestos gloves, ironing board covers, and stovetop padding. Since it may not be immediately apparent what materials do and do not contain asbestos in San Francisco, it's best if you get it checked by a professional. Anyone who handles materials that could contain asbestos should be sure that no one else is in the room while they are doing testing, that they wear disposable gloves, turn off cooling and heating systems to reduce airflow, that they place a plastic sheet on the floor and wet the sample using a mist of water that contains detergent in order to reduce the release of fibers. After the sample has been taken, it's a good idea to patch the disturbed area with a small piece of duct tape to prevent the further release of fibers. If you do find yourself with asbestos in San Francisco, you can either repair or remove the material. In most cases, it's cheaper if you repair rather than remove, but doing so can make later removal costly and that much more difficult. When dealing with asbestos in your home, it's best to keep activities to a minimum, have the work done by qualified and trained professionals, and avoid sweeping, dusting, scraping, and drilling, as this could worsen the level of exposure.